Mechanics of reading. This is Aratima. What are the mechanics of reading something, reading psychically? The most important thing is that your environment should be quiet, or you should feel completely undistracted, because you will have to concentrate and manage to hold yourself grounded and centered. Some people do like outside sound. It's almost like it centers and helps them to relax better. It's like if you're the kind of person who likes to go to a coffee shop in order to write something or to learn something, then it's actually better for you if there's a little bit of background noise, because then you're the kind of person that where the background noise is helping you to keep yourself contained and centered. So find the triggers that shift you into your high-performance zone. So you get into your core, you get centered, grounded, and you protect yourself. You know you're safe. You might find that you just do simple things of even crossing your legs or holding your hands together. Now, single out the focus. What is it that you need or want to know? What do you want to become clear about? This is very important. You want to know your question. Formulating the question is very important. It's very much like in muscle testing. You have to be very clear what you're asking. Otherwise, the message, the information is not going to be very clear, and it's going to be very difficult for you to really grasp it. Then you ask the question clearly. Loud helps in the beginning. Later, you can do it in your mind. Now, for yourself, you have to also be clear of who you are asking the question. What is your spirit world view? What is your philosophy? Are you asking your higher self? Are you asking the other higher self, the person that you're reading? Are you retrieving information from the subconscious collective field, from the individual that's in front of you, from your own subconscious? So who is going to give you the answer? Who are you posing the question to? So become a little bit clear for yourself what your worldview is currently. These things always change, but what matters is right now. Are you seeing your higher intelligence as Archangel Michael, your higher guidance that you have a name for? So these things matter. Once you're really clear from where your information is coming, you will be right on target with your focus and your concentration. And you ask your question. Then you go empty. Empty your mind. Be still. After you ask the question, you make yourself like a cork bobbing on water. Surrender to the energy that is now moving through you, which contains and is the information you're looking for. Just relax and surrender. Keep your mind empty. When images or thoughts, ideas start to form within you, you let that happen. Just keep receiving. This will happen very quickly after a few seconds, or sometimes after almost a minute. Just allow this time for you to be a moment of complete quietness, attention to being open to receiving. The entire process is actually quite simple but challenging if you're not used to emptying your mind at will. So let's go over those points again. You ask the question. You know where the question is targeted. So you are centered and grounded. You're in an environment that is conducive for you to be at your best, to get into the zone. You are asking your question. You are clear of who you're asking the question to or where the question is going to. You are then allowing yourself to be empty. You empty your mind. You're not actively thinking. And you are surrendering yourself to the incoming energies. Information is energy and will move your energy, and also your thoughts are starting, your mind is starting to move, but it's going to be a passive movement. It's not activated by you directly. So you are like a cork bobbing on water, just going with the flow. And then you are grateful, you thank, and that's it. So the more often you practice this, the better you get at it. And you'll get that trigger for you when you are in the zone and when you know to ask and you also know. You'll get a feeling for and a knowing for when the message or the information is correct. If it's not correct, you ask again and you go through the same process, emptying yourself and receiving. Okay, thank you.